step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
As a child, I grew up in the backwoods of a small, rural community in the South. The entire time, I played in woods, made forts, made little tracks for my bike, and etc. I saw some weird things in the woods here and there, and even discovered some disturbing things. But nothing can compare to these stories that I'm about to share with you today. Welcome back to The Swamp, my friends, and welcome if you're new. Today we're going to be sharing some creepy and allegedly true backwoods horror stories sent in by viewers just like you. As always, if you have a story that you would like to share in a future episode, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going on a daily basis. Now, let's get into these creepy and downright strange backwoods horror stories that'll freak you out tonight. Hey everyone, real quick, I want to talk about Chilling, the awesome horror app I'm partnered with. In case you have not heard yet, every week I have new stories released over on Chilling. There are now well over 1,000 stories and counting. With a bunch of other YouTube narrators and professionals to choose from on Chilling, you can do things you'll never be able to do on YouTube. You can choose from curated playlists or create your own custom playlists. Also, on Chilling, we give you so much flexibility to listen the way you want, and this includes a Chilling game-changing feature, our ambient menu. You can change the background sounds of the story at any time to fit your mood without interrupting the story. Go from rain to a campfire with the press of a button. It's totally revolutionary. You need to try it. There have been a number of awesome updates to Chilling, such as the ability to download stories for offline listening and the new social feature. You can now leave comments on your favorite stories and chat with friends. Please go start your free trial over on Chilling today. It's only $2.99 a month after that. This was during the end of 2020. We were still in somewhat of a lockdown in Southern California. A lot of hiking trails were closed off to the public. My mom and her friend Stephanie are avid hikers. My mom and her friend decided they would go hiking on this closed trail. They had met someone who said they could use their backyard anytime they wanted to access the trail, so thus they did. It's a downhill hike to a watering hole and an uphill hike back up. They took off later in the day, hint hint, and started their descent. They came across a young man reading as they're a few minutes out from the watering hole. Thinking nothing of it, they get to the watering hole and try to enjoy their time. Eventually, they start hiking back up because they realize it's starting to get dark and they have a solid 3 or 4 miles back up the hill. They start to experience what sounds like strange rustling noises in the bushes. My mom self-proclaimed herself as an idiot for checking out the brush, which growled back at her. So, they got the heck out of there. As they're walking, they hear what sounds like some sort of gentleman start yelling out to them.
Help! I'm lost! Can you shine your light? I don't know how to get out of here!
My mom and Steph think it could be the guy they saw earlier. Maybe he got lost. My mom, as I said, is a self-proclaimed idiot. She shines her flashlight through the darkness, and they see a man sprinting at them. It wasn't a jog, she told me. It was a deliberate sprint. He was dashing down a slope at them, and it was hard to explain their positioning. They were on top of a hill, and he was on top of a pitch in the woods across from them. And it was not the man they saw earlier. Steph tells my mom she needs to turn off her light, and they need to get out of there. When my mom turns off the light, he starts cursing expletives to himself directed at them. They quickly hike in the darkness, refusing to turn on their lights. After about 15 to 20 minutes, my mom thinks it must be okay for them to turn the flashlight on. Nope. The second she turns on her flashlight, they hear him again.
I see you guys. Please wait for me. I need your help. I'm coming.
They run the rest of the trail in the darkness, get back to the car, and dip out of there. I'll never forget when my mom told me this and explained the change of voice when she turned off her flashlight and how she explained him sprinting at them. This might not be the most scary story ever sent into the show, but thank you for sharing it. I don't know how to start this story, but it happened only an hour ago, and I'm still absolutely spooked. So this is a bit of a preface. My friend and I are home alone now, and we have been for a few hours. Every time he comes over, we go to the woods by my house, and it's ordinarily uneventful. But some throwing rocks and breaking trees and stuff, harmless fun. But this time, something else happened. As I said, we're home alone, and have been for quite some time. And while this happened, we were home alone. We went outside to go to the woods, and the trip was uneventful for a minute. But once we actually got in there, something just felt off. Everything was dark, tons of trees had been knocked down, and the whole place looked completely different, like somebody had rampaged through the area. We kept going in, still having our usual harmless fun, and at one point, my friend turned to me and said we should go back. I looked at my phone and decided it had only been 30 minutes, so we might as well stay a bit longer because it'll be a few hours until anyone would want us to be home. We continued finding a few strange things, like an old crushed Mountain Dew can, probably 10 to 20 years old, a toy boat that had been destroyed by the wind and water, and other things that probably were even older than that can. We planned to go further than I had ever been into those woods before, which isn't very hard because I've barely been that deep. After walking for a while, we came to a landmark I knew of, that marked the deepest that I had ever been. Some time ago, when I was going far into the woods, I came upon a bridge built on a log that fell over into the river in the middle of the woods. However, one thing was different this time. Something was sitting on top of it. Whatever it was small and resembled the head of an animal. When we got closer to get a good view of it, it was a deer skull, pearly white and clean, sitting on the bridge. With no clue as to who put it there, and why, or where the rest of it was, behind the river was a massive hill with a creepy small house on it. And while we were looking around, I heard a creak or something high-pitched coming towards us. Freaking out, I began to run, and from behind me, I heard my friend scream and I heard him running. We both kept running, and once we reached the edge of the woods, we stopped onto the road. I asked him why he screamed and he said he heard footsteps next to him. We quickly made our way home. The garage door was open when we got there. Not knowing if it was left open or not, we ran inside, locking the doors, checking the house, and turning the alarm on. This is still one of the creepiest things I've ever experienced. I don't know what was out there in the woods with us that night, if that deer skull and house has anything to do with it, but it was downright scary. I live right next to a Navajo reservation and have made friends with many of the people there my age. We hang out, play games, and we're just ordinary teens. I walk over a lot since my best friend lives less than a mile away from me. This isn't a long trek and usually only takes me about 30 minutes or so. I've made this trip dozens of times and have become very comfortable with it. I know the people along the way, so I'm not scared or on edge. There is a patch of forest, however, about midway there. It's a little unnerving sometimes. There was always that feeling of being watched. This was a regular occurrence, so I tried to ignore it and shake it off as my mind playing tricks on me. On this day, I spent more time at my friend's house than I meant to, and when I left, it was already getting dark. I reached the stretch of forest right as the sun disappeared from the sky. I shivered a little as I readied myself to begin the journey through. I was about 10 to 15 steps in when I heard a tree branch snap. You know the sound that screams there is someone or something there with you? I froze, not sure of what I should do next. Should I run? Should I turn around and book it back at my friend's house? I didn't know the best option in this situation. I whispered, "Hello?" Hearing my voice crack as the words fell from my lips. I don't even know why I opened my mouth, but it was out there. So I listened for any reply, anything at all. My heart sank when the answer came back in the same sound of my own voice, but distorted.
Hello?
I started to breathe too fast. My heart pounded against my chest. I felt like I would faint at any moment.
Hello?
My voice came again, but not from my mouth. I wanted to run, but my feet felt cemented to the ground. I could not make myself scream. I couldn't reply as my voice echoed over and over from a short distance away. I could not pinpoint exactly where it was coming from. It sounded like it was everywhere around me.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
It repeated. Stop it! I finally managed to tear it from my lips, and everything went silent. For a long minute, nothing happened. The air grew stale, and I realized for the first time that there were no typical forest sounds. No bugs, no frogs, no crickets, nothing at all. I stood there, terrifying, waiting to see what would happen next. It mimicked back. Somehow, I had had enough and was willing my heavy legs to move. Before I could take a step, I heard a rustling in the bushes 20 feet to my left. I watched in horror as a deer head with huge antlers protruded through the brush. I took off as it came out and stood up on 2 legs. I flew out of those woods and got home in record time. When I got there, I said nothing to my mother. I went straight to my room, laid down, and thought about what had just happened. My mother came in at some point and asked me if everything was okay. I replied that yes, I was just tired. I don't know why I didn't tell her. I might have been afraid of how she would react, I guessed. I called my friend and told him everything. He freaked out and said that no matter what happened that night, do not reply or look out my window. This terrified me even more. He said to call him the following day and he would explain more, and that he had to speak to his grandfather as soon as possible. That night, I could not fall asleep at all. I mean, could you blame me? I stayed awake, listening to every little sound that night brought. Sometime around 3 a.m., just as I was about to drift off to sleep, the air noticeably changed, and the night sounds quieted. I felt my heart begin to pound. I laid there and waited, pulling the covers over my head like a child, far too scared to move. It came after a silent moment. It was all too long.
Hello?
I cried. It was all I could do.
Hello?
It mocked what I had repeated in the woods earlier. It was terrifying enough when it copied what I said. But then it did something new. It called my name. It called my name in my mother's voice. It just kept repeating, "Amy, Amy, come here." And then repeating those same phrases over and over. For the rest of the night, the creature outside my window called my name in my mother's voice and repeatedly repeated what I said in the woods. In the morning, it finally stopped when the sun broke through the dark. I fell into a fitful sleep. I woke up around midday to my friend calling me and telling me he had spoken to his grandfather and could explain exactly what was going on. He said there were creatures out there called Fleshgates, or potentially even a skinwalker. He explained that it was an evil witch that used dark magic to transform into animals and other beings. It somehow caught my scent and knew me. It was attached to me, cursing me, if you will. I was also given a warning that since it knew me now, it would always follow me, that I would always have to be careful. Last night I heard scratching on my window, then a low hum. The creature began repeating my name and adding things I hadn't heard yet, again in my mother's voice. At one point, it started calling my name, but drawing it out far too long. It tried to get me outside or to open the door or to let it in my house. This went on all night. At this point, I feel like I'm going crazy. I don't know what to do. Will it stalk the shadows around me for the rest of my life? I don't think I can honestly handle that.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I am a 23-year-old woman, half Cherokee from Georgia. When this happened, my fiancé and I lived on a large farm in Maryland. We didn't use the farm, but we rented a small house on the property, and we were free to come and go around the grounds. I was only 19 at the time this took place, and the only residents in our home were myself, my fiancé, and our cat and dog. Our cat was a lunatic barn cat that I had rescued because I can't say no to animals that need help. And our loyal pit bull, a sweet, cuddly, scaredy cat. She weighed about 75 pounds and was afraid of her own shadow. Our farm was situated on approximately 20 acres of land, and our driveway was nearly a half a mile long. So usually when I would get home from work, my loyal dog and I would go for a walk, and usually I brought my fiancé with me. Not that I was afraid to go out alone, just that he spends too much time playing video games, and anything to get him to use his legs is good. After our driveway was a 12-mile-long road through the woods and farms until it finally reconnected with civilization. So it was safe to say that we were far from other people except from our landlord. The first mile or so were through an open farmland, followed by a brief patch of forest, and then about a half a mile or so of wheat fields, and then solid forest for another couple of miles. Now that you have a bit of information on the layout, on to the creepy part. So it started like any other weekday evening. My fiancé and I returned home from our work to our comfortable cottage and pets. Harley, our dog, was frantic to go for a walk, so I quieted her, changed into my walking clothes, and asked if the fiancé would join me. He had gotten home shortly after me and said he had seen one of those coyotes out near our house, and didn't think it was a good idea tonight. Still, as you may know, coyotes are primarily scavengers, especially out here on the East Coast. So I was not too worried, and I am very capable of defending myself. I called him a puss and told Harley we would go and be fine without him. Laughing to myself, we left the cottage and started walking toward the driveway. The sun was going down, the October air had begun to get a chill, and it rustled through the cornfields next to our long driveway. The corn was about 6 feet tall at this point in the year and impossible to see through. So I assumed that my fiancé was trying to scare me because there's no way he could have seen a coyote in this field. Harley was enjoying her time in the area tearing in and out of the corn stalks on our walk up the driveway, and I knew that she was a big coward, so she would definitely alert me to any danger very quickly by running away. By the time I reached the end of the driveway, the sun had set and the moon, which had already come out, was shining high about the fields. It wasn't quite complete, but it provided enough light that I didn't need to use my flashlight or Harley's collar light. We turned left down the road and proceeded across the first section of the field. This first field was soybeans. If you don't know, they are relatively short plants that nothing but a rabbit could hide in. Off in the distance, I spotted a few deer, but nothing alarming, so we relaxed and enjoyed our walk through the night air. I threw a stick and Harley brought it back repeatedly. Typical dog and owner stuff. We reached the first small section of trees and Harley stopped and bumped into my leg, letting me know there was something ahead. It wasn't a coyote or a deer, but a rabbit that had been hit by a passing car that was still struggling to survive. As much as I hate to say this, there was no way it was going to live, and honestly, it was probably what drew the coyotes in. I knelt by it and used my knife quickly to put it out of its misery, as my family had taught me to do, and let it pass into the next life. Feeling sad but somewhat relieved that we had only encountered a handful of deer and that poor rabbit, we continued our walk and passed into the following field. This was a wheat field, and the wheat was about ready for harvest, so it was tall and hard to see. The area was quiet, though, and Harley didn't do anything. So I figured the coyotes had passed on if there had been any. Now this is the part you have been waiting for, and I don't know what it was, but here it is. We rounded the corner of the field and into the area with wheat on our left and a forest on our right. The air seemed to go still, almost like it was stale. Harley got closer to me, and I heard rustling in the wheat field. I saw three tails circling back toward the forest. Coyotes, I thought. The eastern coyotes are small, but in a pack, they can get pretty ballsy. Harley raised her heckles, and I yelled, "Get out of here! Go! Bugger off!" as loud as I could, and the coyotes started scattering off into the trees. I decided to turn around and get out of there before they regroup because I am brave, but I am not going to walk into a dark forest with a coyote pack and a cowardly pit bull. We turned back, and again I heard a rustling in the wheat. A confused coyote, maybe? I thought it must be, but no. Harley was standing stock still, staring at the grain, and I whistled for her to come with me. That high-pitched, ear-piercing, two-fingered whistle. That snapped her out of it for a split second, when my whistle was returned from the inside of the wheat. Suddenly, all the family legends I had heard came flooding back to me, and I expected to see a tall, thin creature emerge, but nothing did. It didn't smell rotting, it didn't smell bad, I just had this sense of dread. I was transfixed with fear and curiosity. I whistled again, and the whistle was then returned once more. Very human-sounding, but at the same time, not. Against my better judgment, I swear, I said something. I don't remember what I said, but it repeated it back to me. There was no bugs, no coyotes, no Harley noises, just my breath. Slowly, the rustling started again, and I turned on my flashlight. I shined it on the wheat field, and what I saw still confuses me to this very day. Animal eyes. They were green, with like a yellow hue in the reflection. But what they were connected to made no sense. There was a little girl, no more than 14 or 16 years old, crouched in the wheat. She wore what I think must have been deer skin or fur, and she was naked otherwise. She was skinny, and looked like her skin had never seen sunlight before. Her hair was long and tangled with wheat and leaves. Under any other circumstances, I would have said she was beautiful, but at that moment she was terrifying. We stared at each other for what must have been a solid minute or so, but felt like much longer until I heard the unmistakable coyote howl from the forest. Both of our heads snapped toward the noise, and immediately I heard her take off through the wheat toward the sound. At that moment, Harley took off toward the house and I went after her. We didn't stop running until we got to the driveway, and I stopped, not wanting my fiancé to know I was running away from something. I could still hear the howling in the distance, and we started walking back at a brisk pace. We made it back to the cottage with no further problems, and I didn't tell my fiancé about it. Not wanting him to go out there with a gun, she hadn't hurt me, and so I didn't think it was right to hunt her. I was awoken in the middle of the night by the sound of coyotes outside of our cottage. This wasn't usual, but now I wondered if she was with them. When I was coming home from work about a month later, I had stopped obsessing about that night, and I almost thought I had imagined it when I slammed on my brakes. I saw something in the road. It was dark, and when my headlights hit it, the eyes reflected green and yellow. It was a large coyote. I stared at it very briefly, and then it ran into the woods. I know this sounds crazy, but I still wonder if that was her.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true backwoods horror stories that'll freak you out tonight. If you enjoyed these stories, please be sure to hit that like button as it helps me out a ton. The more likes this episode gets, the more YouTube promotes it in the algorithm, and that's incredibly helpful to the swamp. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please be sure to give us a 5-star rating over there, as it helps us grow on those platforms, and it's very much appreciated. If you have an allegedly true scary story that you would like to share in a future episode, no matter what topic it's based on, I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. Be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description. I'd love to know in the comments down below what story tonight was your favorite. Let's start a discussion. It helps me pick better stories in the future. If you're on the go and don't have YouTube Premium but still want to download and listen to your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories no matter where you are, you can download them absolutely free from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, and just about anywhere else you find your favorite podcast online. If you'd like to show your support in a different way, maybe check out the merch store. I've got t-shirts, hoodies, and more. I'd love to see you guys wearing some cool swamp threads. Don't forget to come join me over on Twitch and Discord. I also have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'd love to connect with you guys outside of YouTube. Don't forget to check out today's sponsor, Chilling, and I'll see you all soon with another creepy episode.